when we wait on the Lord, it speaks to how much we value what God has in store for us. Impatience only demonstrates that we really want our way and not God's way.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's go into a recent Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Rogers. This is The Secret to Waiting on God. Let's go into the message today.
You're almost threatened to hang the phone up. I just want to tell all of you here tonight, wait on the Lord. He is worth the wait. If you're going to wait on anybody, wait on the Lord. Come on, somebody. This is critical. God is not your bellhop. The best is always worth any delay that you feel like you're involved in. Write it down, Luke 21:19. This is what the Bible says. In patience, possess ye your soul. How can I keep my soul, my mind intact, my mind in the right place? By waiting on the Lord. In patience, I possess my soul. Other people don't possess it. I don't allow just anything to happen in my life because I'm going to wait on the Lord. Let me make it practical for you. Pastor, pray for me that I'll get married by the time I'm 21. Okay? I just want you to know, first of all, the devil heard that prayer at the same time that God did. Okay? Meaning, he's got a candidate for you too. And though he may be very hunky, the worst thing in the world is for you to get tied up with somebody who's not going in the right direction that you are. Because here's the thing. I've watched this thing happen too many times. People get tied up in soul ties. You know, they give themselves to someone and it breaks them down and they wonder, can I ever be loved? And I'm going to just tell you, for all you singles that are out there, my wife and I pray for you on a regular basis because it is certainly not like it was back in my day, you know. Trying to find somebody, you almost want to carry a blood test with you. You know what I'm saying? Would you please spit inside this thing before you even touch me? I need to run some tests on you right now. Y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm just going to tell you. You need to go to the doctor before you come and don't even think about it. I'm just saying what you're having run through your head. And the fact is, it's a tough deal. But you better wait on the one that God wants you to have. Or you might get the one the devil wants you to have. Oh, that's for somebody here tonight. Here's James 1:4. But let patience have its perfect work. Why? That you may be perfect and entire. Watch this, James said, wanting nothing. I'm going to tell you, isn't it amazing? If you don't have the money to buy the car that you're lusting after, you want that one and every other color like it. But when you got the money to be picky when you get on the car lot, you know, you inherited your aunt whatever's estate, and now you got enough money to pay cash for it, and you walk on there. Last week, you would, just give me something to drive, Lord. And this week, you're going, I don't like that color. I think I'll take this color. Now you're testing the seats. Before, you put a rocking chair in there and ride it down the road like Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. Am I right about it? But if you'll wait on the Lord, God will give you what you need and exceed the need. And, let me help you right here, because this will mess you up. God, bless me with, I need you to bless me with this house. And how many of you would like to own your own house? And I'm not talking about having a mortgage on it. I'm talking about owning the whole thing. Okay, so how are you taking care of that apartment you're living in right now? Wow, I felt a cold chill. Security? How are you taking care of that car you got right now? You want a better one? How are you taking care of the one you got? Is there 18 bags from McDonald's and some fries from 19 in the floorboard? You want something else and you're not taking care of what you got right now? Ooh, I'm preaching right now. You want to know why you're waiting? You're waiting till you get your act together before God can increase you. When you're thankful over this, you want some scripture, I know. Ruler over little, you take care of that, God will make you ruler over much. I don't want to kill you, Joy, on Wednesday night. Here's the fourth thing, courage. Look at somebody and tell them courage. All right, give them a little Wizard of Oz right there and tell them courage. Yes. If you don't know what that's all about, you missed it. Courage. Courage. Courage to do what? Courage to endure, listen, endure the attack on your faith when the answer doesn't come when you think it should. Faith. To wait. That's the enemy's attack zone. That's when other people talk in your head. You know what? I don't know if it's going to happen for you or not, but, and then they start making all excuses for God. Well, now, I know you prayed, but at that moment, you need to say, excuse me, my phone's ringing somewhere in Texas. I'm sorry. Because when somebody comes along to steal your courage, you can know, ladies and gentlemen, that that's an enemy. It's sent from hell because God wants us to be strong and of good courage if we're going to possess it. But that may mean I have to have courage during a period of waiting on the Lord. This is why Joseph waited, to reveal his identity to his brothers. What was he doing? He was testing their motives. Remember that? Joseph is there, and he's now ascended to the palace, and the Bible says that they didn't recognize him because he had changed from that little ruddy boy that they threw in the pit to one that's wearing the regalia of the palace, and they didn't recognize him. Their eyes were veiled, and he did not walk up initially in their first encounter and say, "Hi, I'm Joseph, your brother. Don't you recognize me?" Oh, no. Read that story. It's one of powerful. This is the reason why you got to be careful when you're letting people go and come out of your life, and maybe somebody wants to come back into your life. You got to be careful, okay? What's the motive going on here? He tested the motives of his brothers because he knew the last time he got near them, they threw him in a pit and told their daddy he was dead. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not talking about the brothers told their daddy he was sick. They said, your boy is dead. It's over. He tested their motives. Waiting, listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. This is a valuable thing. You ought to write it down. Not because I said it, but because it's truth. Waiting reveals that you trust God, but you're willing to test men. Trust God, test people. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But I will trust in the name of the Lord, Psalm 20:7. People with wrong motives will try to keep their mistakes covered for a long period of time, but waiting forces truth to the surface. Waiting helps you gather more information so you can make a quality decision. No, I know you're making this great. Listen, I've had a salesman that's been blowing up my phone for about a week and a half right now. All I did was give any indication that I might be interested in his product. And he blew this afternoon, if there's anything I can do to help you make a decision on this. Well, after I turned it over to some of my media people in here and started talking to them about the background of the deal, we found out that, you know what? This is not going to be a good deal. Are y'all here? You must have bought the TV too much ahead of time too then, didn't you? Waiting helps you gather more information so you can make a quality decision. So you're sitting in the salesman's desk, and he's brought back the quote three times and says, listen, this is as low as we're going to go. Okay, well, hold on to it. I'm going to pray on it. I'll see you. Oh, wait, wait, wait. Oh, I've had it. Mr. Rogers, no, come back. It'll be all right. I'll see you later. Because if I can live without it, we don't know nothing about no sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Waiting helps you gather more information. I don't know who this is for right now. Some of you may be making some decisions, or you're in that waiting period and you're feeling the pressure of the devil speaking the back of your head. Have you ever had this happen? I had it to me. You need to hurry up. You're getting too old. Your shoes are wearing out. You better do this. You better do that. You know you ain't got much time. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing me? Waiting brings you truth. More waiting brings, I love how you're talking to me. Enough waiting brings enough truth. So when you're in a transition, you got to resist these three temptations. Number one, the temptation to follow your own plans. Because when you're waiting and things are not working out like you think they should, the temptation is, you know what, I'll just handle this. We have to keep our mind focused on the plan of God. That's the reason why you got to have a vision for your life. Because if you don't have a vision from God, and it's got to be bigger than the day after tomorrow. All right? I want to retire at a certain age or whatever, and I want to have X amount of dollars to be able to live on. Okay, what's your plan? Don't deviate from that. Don't let the tempter come along and make you do something that deviates from God's vision and plan for your life. Because, hey, the devil would love for you to be sleeping in the slums underneath a bridge somewhere. Ooh, where's all, listen, I can hear him talking to you now. Where's all that blessed and highly favored stuff now? What about all those tithes you gave to the church? Where's God now? And if you go to your CPA, you're getting your taxes already and all that kind of stuff. Your CPA, if he's not a born-again believer, he's going to look at you and say, what are you doing giving all this money to the church? If you're not careful, carnal minds will talk you out of spiritual things. Ooh, you're preaching, Pastor. The temptation, secondly, to give in to the pressure of others. If it isn't you talking to you, the devil will send somebody to have a good conversation. There's always somebody. Am I right about it? I'm waiting on my healing, Pastor. Okay, good deal. You keep on staying in there. If God told you this, then you stay with it. And along comes somebody say, you know, I know you're waiting on the Lord, but my Uncle Bob had this same problem. And you know, he died. Yep. Yes, sirree. How many of you know that's enough to snatch the rug right out from underneath your faith? People will want to bring you advice, but you must put the blinders on and follow after the will of God. And you say, you know what? God wants me to wait on this. I'm going to wait on the Lord. And I don't care what anybody else says. I'm waiting till my answer comes from the throne.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.